This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
100 word stories podcast.
This is the 100 word stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I am your host, Ross Simone. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or from one of the other Frenchmen here. But it is Saturday. And on Saturday we do this thing called, how you say, the weekly challenge. I post a topic and you'll have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. This is how you say a 39th weekly challenge. Now, most of the people who participate in the weekly challenge read their own stories aloud and they send to me the audio file to add to his production cafe. But then those smelly Americans, I spit on them so old with their President, Chancellor, Bush, Hitler, they're so lazy and fat. For them, we cultured French have a banjo playing, how you say, a sex slave midget, or the irony. The topic this week was determined by La Femme Lariana, and it is illegal parking, something we do not have here in France. You can park anywhere. But we're back into a double digits this week with 11 entries again. So, which story goes first? Well, our refined culture dictates that it be determined by the all-powerful, lawless, French government, socialist, for the people. But you capitalist fan, you believe in this democracy without limits. So the winner from my last week's weekly challenge is Raoul from Elms in the Yard. Such a little country there, man. Congratulations, here is your story.
Wait, Raoul didn't send one in this week, did she? Aw, crap. Alright, so, the winner didn't show up. Let's go over to the rookies. And we have Mark from Houston here. Mark, welcome to the weekly challenge. Let's hear what you've got for us.
The driver spun the wheel, the car slipping on the curving road. He stole a glance into the back seat. He had to hurry. There it is, he yelped. With one last turn of the wheel, he spun the car into a sideways slide. It jumped onto the cabin porch, smashing carved wooden benches, and then skidded to a stop. The cabin door swung open, banging against the wall. The ranger rushed out. Are you crazy driving like that? And you can't park here, the ranger exclaimed. The driver leapt from the car. I found this eagle. He's hurt. Maybe ill.
That's right. Right off the bat, right to the midget. We don't cut any corners here. Thank you, Mark. The checks for Mark's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There is also links to their homepages and podcasts in the poll. That way you can vote for the best ones or check out what other things they got going. Do we have any more rookies? The answer is yes. And Russell Burt from Come Let Me Whisper has brought to us two more of the Burts. The first Burt is Kelly Burt. Okay, Kelly, let's hear it.
Hi, Kelly Burt here, and here's my offering to the weekly challenge, illegal parking. Pete had the night planned. Dinner? Check. Dessert? Check. Moonlight drive? Check. He chose the spot carefully. No homes, no traffic. Pete had his girl in a large back seat. He stopped the car. So, Pete, what are we doing? Joan cooed. Well, I can't stand the thought of this evening ending, Pete replied. I understand, said Joan. Pete thought, this is it. I've got her. But as quickly as he had it, it was gone. As he slid his hand towards her seatbelt, Joan pulled her badge and stated, Pete, I'm going to have to cite you for illegal parking.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. And be sure to come back next week for the next weekly challenge. Wait, there's another Bert? There's more Berts! This time it's... Wait, which one is this? I think it's Randy Bert. Randy Bert, let's hear your story.
Park here. I'll fake a limp, Jessica Bart. Graham pulled into the blue line space in front of the Couture Boutique and scurried to open the passenger door. Jessica popped off the seat of the Hummer and onto the ground. The jolt provided just enough space for her darling Poopsie to wiggle away. She gasped, made a concerted effort to shove Graham out of the way, and chased the Chihuahua to the back of the truck. Poopsie narrowly avoided the Prius that plowed into Jessica, sending her Starbucks cup sailing and assuring that she'd never get an illegal parking ticket again.
Hold on, I'm still taking notes. I really want to get one of those stickers. Oh, thank you, Randy. Thank you, all rookies this week. Remember, rookies always go first, and then after that, they have to join the rest of the veterans. Speaking of which, here come the veterans. I'll play them in the order I received them. First up is Caleb from Black Tie, Martini Club, Oddcast.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and mind, but of sound. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imitation. At the signpost up ahead, turn your neighbors into the proper authorities. You've just crossed over into the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast contribution to the 100-word story weekly challenge. So...
Hey, do you sell any maps? I've been driving around these backwoods here for hours and I'm completely lost.
Is that your car there?
Who else's car would it be? Of course it's mine.
You ought not park it there.
Why? Is there a meter I didn't see?
No, but...
Am I too close to some intersection?
No, but there's...
Am I on private property?
No, but...
Well, then if I'm not parked illegally in any way, why can't I park there?
Well...
What the hell was that?
Satellite crash. I told you, y'all ought not park it there.
Okay. Thank you, Caleb. Wow, I felt like I was back there in the 50s. Thank you, Nardo. Yo, what do you want, Nardo? Nardo here has a big blue collar on him. He kind of hurt himself on the side. Trying to keep slipping out of it. So I'm just going to keep an eye on this little idiot here. Don't want to lose another cat. Okay, next up is Tom from Footnote. Tom, what story do you have for us today?
Hello, night people. I'm Tom from Footnote, the podcast your mother warned you about. Tonight's tale is entitled Just the Cost of Doing Business. Zax Ephraim Parashad was the greatest engineer in the 20-planet consortium. When Outer Ring representatives lobbied for solar equity, Parashad answered with the binary purchase. Using tachyon streams of real-time and historic nanomatter, he had moved the second infant sun three-quarters of the distance to their system. Parashad knew letting the baby sun sit in Varsic space would have ramifications. He was not surprised by the arrival of the Vermilion Dispatch. Without breaking the seal, he opened his ledger. The fine was always the same. 700 petillion lindens. Zax drew a line through item 23. Illegal parking.
Okay, I'm going to have to listen to that one again. Thank you, Tom. Next up is Liana from Hodgepodge Point. Liana, let's hear your story.
Hello, everyone. It's Liana from HodgepodgePoint.Libsyn.com. The flow keeps flowing, and I'm laying out on a rubber tire. I don't know. So my submission for this week's challenge number 39, illegal parking, is not going to win me any votes. Probably just some head scratching. But I dedicate it to one man's struggle. So here is one man's battle for the masses. The car was rented under a pseudoname, and off he drove. Five streets over and three lights down, he pulled into an illegal parking spot and parked. Putting on chipped sunglasses, a shaggy blonde wig, and matching mustache, he waited out his nemesis, watching the clock and smiling to himself. The driver pulled in behind the rental car and glared hatefully through the window. With no other options, they parked and opened the door. There were cheers all around. Before he would pull his vehicle out of the way, Lawrence was sure to give bus number 9 the finger.
Hey, can we get that posted on Metro's blog? Thank you, Liana. I do not suffer alone. Now, this is the point halfway through all the stories where I was going to be playing some promos, but I'm kind of waiting on a few things. But there'll be more news later when I finally get all the information. But until then, imagine that there was like a series of promos here. And now we move on to Andrew Ian Dodge of Growing Old Disgracefully, The Lagwolf and Crap Show, and Dodge Blogium, and Dodging Reality.
This is Andrew Ian Dodge from Dodge Blogium, Growing Old Disgracefully, and The Lagwolf and Lair Show. Now, I've been asked to do a piece on illegal parking. So here is my piece on illegal parking. I was being accused of illegal parking by a rather aggressive Nigerian meter fascist. He was one of those that didn't understand the concept of personal space. Good oral hygiene seemed to be culturally foreign to the man as well. I didn't rise to his aggression. "You must respect my authority," he exclaimed, backing away from my glare. He began to backpedal in an almost panic. I was about to say, "Mind the road," just before he was mowed down by a council lorry. His body was catapulted over the bonnet and landed in the back with all the rubbish.
Wow! Did you get photos? Cool! Well, thank you, Andrew. That was a cool story. And who's next? Well, we can tell by the music who it is. It's Allison of Blogged Allison. Come on, Allison. Tell us a story.
Hello, this is Allison. Welcome to the 39th Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. My submission? Tickety-boo. By the year 2032, advances in medical technology had made organ transplantation practically foolproof. No longer did patients take anti-rejection drugs for a lifetime, waiting for their new organs to fail. One shot was all it took. Everything but the brain could be transplanted. Lifespans of 135 years became common. Only problem was, not enough raw material. Cloning might have helped, but the religious right killed that possibility. Then came the anti-crime omnibus bill of 2037. All of which explains why Stuart, who had just received his third parking ticket, was headed for the organ banks. Fucking parking meters, he thought. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Thanks to you, Ellison. That was a good one. Okay, remind me of Larry Niven's stories. Didn't it remind you of him? Okay. What, Nardo, you have never read Larry Niven in your life. Next up is the last of the Come Let Me Whisper podcasters. It's Russell Burt. Russell's come... Nardo. No. We'll take that collar off of you. Sorry for all the interruptions, everyone. He's just such a pain. Next time we're getting you the shot. Okay. Come on, Russell. Tell us a story.
Hello. It's Russell Burt back again for the weekly challenge on illegal parking this time. And my story is called Change of Heart. When the aliens landed, we followed their command to
take us to your leader.
We decided that they probably meant the mayor of our little town. The meeting went extremely well, and the aliens walked out of the mayor's office promising that on their next visit, they would bring back a fuel source that would ensure there was never an energy crisis on Earth again. Then they returned to their ship to find that they had been ticketed for parking in front of a hydrant. They hopped aboard, charged up their laser cannons, and burned the town to the ground.
Ooh, cool. Thank you, Russell. And come back soon. Next up is B, who doesn't record her own stories, so we all know what that means. Here comes the midget again.
Fran couldn't believe she'd gotten a ticket for smoking a cigarette inside her own car while parked within 10,000 feet of a school. Heck, just last week they passed a law saying that if you walk around your house naked in front of your own children, that's pornography, and we're 30 days in jail. Damn those Protect the Children groups. You can't do anything anymore. Illegal parking, huh? How much is that? I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm going to have to give you another ticket. For what? You should have said undocumented. It's against the law to use the word illegal.
I just can't believe that. Thank you, B. Welcome back. And come again. Now, we all know who's coming next. We've counted on our fingers and come up with 11 for one of those freako Amish polydactyl people. Speaking of polydactyls, hey, buddy. Hey, welcome back. You want to make some more noise? There's plenty of room on that shelf next to Piper and Edlow. Okay, you be quiet. All right, folks, here we go. You all been waiting for it. It's time for...
Planet Z. The Autobots took a while to adjust to Earth culture. Bumblebee pulled by the side of the road, took a nap, and woke up with an odd metal disc attached to his tire. "What's this?" he asked the police officer, who was sticking a slip of paper under his wiper. "It's a boot," said the officer. "You parked in front of a fire hydrant." Bumblebee transformed, crumpled up the ticket, and pulled out his laser rifle. Ratchet's still trying to reattach his foot. The Decepticons adjusted easily to Earth culture. They just blew shit up and killed people.
And there you have it. 12 stories about illegal parking. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge.
But which one was the best?
Well, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. That's more than one, using little checkboxes. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 40th weekly challenge. Pick the topic for the 41st weekly challenge. And I still haven't come up with a prize yet. Post suggestions in the comments. There's more to do at the website than just vote and offer suggestions for prizes. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what they're saying. There's also archives of my very own 100-word stories up there. You can buy my book, my buttons, my magnet. Anybody listen? Oh, need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers, including one-click options for iTunes and Podcast Ready. Spread the word. I know we can get back up to 20 participants. The more the merrier, right? We'll be back with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln tomorrow. And next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a bit. But until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.